The Sable Queen, Disc 5.
Chapter 13. It was a terrifying moment for the young prisoners in the gloomy cave, and it happened swiftly. One moment, they were lying about listlessly, wondering how long it was until their next meal, some dozing, others just gazing blankly into space. Then the door to the dungeon slammed open. Thwip, Binta and Derva swept in with an escort of guards, all carrying lighted torches. There was an immediate hubbub, with the little captives shielding their eyes against a sudden invasion of flaring lights. Derva pointed to the closest three creatures.
They'll do. Take them.
Flandor the young otter grabbed a stoat who was shoving the dibbin squirrel maid Tassie into a big sack.
Leave her alone, you dirty villain.
He dealt the stoat a good punch to the right eye. That was where the resistance ended. Flandor was set upon by guards and beaten senseless with spear butts. Thwip was cracking his lash, snarling.
Get back! Back, I say, all of you!
Screams and cries of young creatures echoed around the dungeon walls as the raiders speedily retreated with their victims. As quickly as it had started, the incident was over. The door slammed and was bolted tight, leaving the prisoners blinking in the sudden darkness. Every beast was wailing and sobbing at the sudden violence of the raid. Flib came tumbling out of the escape tunnel, followed by her two small mole assistants. The Gowsham shrewmaid spat dust, wiping the back of a grimy paw across her eyes.
What in the name of blood and boulders is going on?
Midda grasped her sister Flib's paw.
They took three of us, just barged in and took them.
Flib wiggled a paw in a dust-filled ear, shouting.
Will you shut that noise, all of yous? I can't hear myself thinking for all the weeping and wailing. Now shut up, do you hear me? Be quiet.
The din subsided into faint moans and sniffles. The young squirrel, Tura, spoke out.
I think they've killed Flander. Look.
Flib ran to the fallen otter's side and turned him over. He groaned softly. Midda managed to unhook one of the dim lanterns from the prison wall. She held it over Flander as Flib inspected him.
Flander ain't dead. Any beast got a drop of water to spare.
A small quantity of the precious fluid was donated. Midda tore a strip off her kilt, soaking it and bathing away blood from a cut on the otter's brow. She forced the remainder of the water between Flandor's lips. He spluttered, trying to sit up, but Flib pressed him back down.
Stay put a while till you feel stronger, mate. Now, who was it did all this?
Tura answered.
The two foxes and that old scringy rat. They burst in with a load of guards carrying torches and weapons, shoved three little uns into sacks and took them away. Wasn't much we could do, it all happened so sudden. You can see what they did to poor Flander. Beat him terrible, they did.
Flib nodded grimly.
So, who did the cowardly scum take?
Midda replied.
One was the red wall squirrel, Tassie.
Jiddle the witherspike hog sobbed.
They stole my sister Jinty, put her in a sack.